USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday praised President Biden's federal response to the collapse of a condo building in the coastal suburb of Surfside, Florida. Speaking at a command briefing near the site of the deadly disaster Thursday, DeSantis said the president had recognized the severity of this tragedy from day one, and you've been very supportive, end quote. As violent crime surges across America, a judge on Thursday ordered Minneapolis, Minnesota to hire more police officers after ruling in favor of a group that had sued the city council over a rise in crime. Hennepin County District Judge Jamie Anderson said the city needs to have at least 730 by June 30th, 2022. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States expressed concern on Thursday over a report that China is building more than 100 new silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles near the city of Yumen. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The State Department on Thursday said human trafficking has 25 million people suppressed worldwide. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
That troubling estimate was announced by Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Trafficking in persons is an appalling crime. It's a global crisis. It's an enormous source of human suffering. By its nature, it's often hidden from view. Exact figures are sometimes hard to determine. The estimate we often cite is that nearly 25 million people worldwide are victims of human trafficking.
The report cited the coronavirus pandemic as the cause of the big increase in human slavery between 2020 and 2021. The study covered 188 nations and territories, indicating COVID-19 had put millions of people around the world at a greater risk of exploitation.
Stanley Cup Finals continue for hockey Friday evening from the Montreal Canadiens home ice. The Tampa Bay Lightning lead the best-of-seven series 2-0. They can be seen on NBCSN at 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
After lawmakers shot down a January 6th commission, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi moved forward with the commission. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has chosen a Republican to be part of a committee investigating the insurrection on January 6th.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The Wyoming Republican has gone against GOP leadership and has agreed to be part of a select House committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot at the Capitol. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL has fined one of its own big money for harassment. Dan Naraki reports.
The National Football League has fined the Washington football team $10 million following an investigation into multiple allegations of harassment in the workplace. The league's report, issued Thursday, found that the team's workplace environment was found to be highly unprofessional, with bullying and intimidation taking place frequently. All senior executives will take part in workplace conduct training, and owner Dan Snyder will step away from the day-to-day duties of running the team.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.